prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, is it 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global buckets! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins! Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Clemson 4th, Georgia 5th, South Carolina 13th, the first AP poll of the year. Clemson announces new stadium policies, lose an offensive lineman, and Alabama names their starting quarterback. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, August the 12th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Louder, A Moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist, will be here 725 from Amplos.com. We'll talk Gamecock football with Tony Morrell, 805. Gamecock's ranked and expectations high, and see what he says about the first week of camp. We'll get into the all the AP rankings, how it differs from the coaches' poll, and tell you who's barely missed out and what all that looks like coming up. We'll get into those announced changes at Death Valley on game day inside the stadium. Get that to you a little bit. Talk about Ty Simpson being named the quarterback at Alabama, about Walker Parks' injury at Clemson. Get you the Major League Baseball scores and news from last night as well. And ready for what should be a pretty good Tuesday. The producer of normally Monday, but not yesterday, not Friday, but this Friday, and today, seemed like this is the one stable day of the week, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's good to be back.
Did you take advantage of your three-day weekend and go off to Tunica and wipe them clean again and clean out the casinos again?
I did not. I found another lake to gallivant around. I went to Milledgeville.
Oh.
With some friends out there. Nothing too exciting. Just, I will say, I learned Sunday morning, because I did get back relatively early on Sunday. The swap was for Sam, not for me.
Right.
But...
Sam had to get bail money this weekend because he's got a bachelor's party to go to. That's the most.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that's the most important part of bachelor parties. You got to get the bail money, you know, just in case.
Oh, that's what all those $1 bills are for. Okay.
All right. So you're in Milledgeville. I've been to Milledgeville, and I mean, you're testing my memory here. Number one, isn't that where Georgia Military College was at one point in time?
You are correct.
Okay. Number two, isn't there like this big, beautiful, like, courthouse town right down the central, like a square, beautiful downtown area there?
It's right across the street from the other college.
All right, which is
Georgia College and State University, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Milledgeville, nice place down that way. To be honest with you, I didn't know they had a lake in Milledgeville, but apparently they do.
Yes, Lake Sinclair. And
Lake
Sinclair,
okay.
I learned that there is something that's better than coffee to help you wake up in the morning.
The fire alarm.
Well, that makes you wake up.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't help you wake up.
Okay, help you wake up. Okay, yeah.
A jet ski at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Is quite a way to do it.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm looking on the map right now. Did you go up to the OG Rope Swing Cove?
No.
Did you go up to Crooked Creek?
No. Not that I know of.
Did you go to Rocky Creek Park?
I don't believe so. Okay.
Did you go to Aubrey Lane's restaurant?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Okay. Just checking down here. There's also another restaurant on there. Like, it looks like a Mexican restaurant. Did you go to the Baldwin County Regional Airport? Or the Kroger right there?
We were on the lake just outside of that.
How about Christmas Cove?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
Couldn't tell you.
All right. But a good trip, though.
It's a good trip.
I'm glad to hear that. We missed you yesterday. What are we at on for segment two today?
There's a lot going on. It's going to be college football.
Right.
There's plenty of subjects that happened between, well, really, since y'all got done yesterday. But including the weekend, there's a lot that's been going on.
Yeah. AP pulling on. By the way, I'm looking out. There's a place called Party Beach. Right there across from the airport at Lake Sinclair. This place looks like it's kind of hopping to me now, just on the map. Yeah, Bear Island. Several little restaurants there. Yeah, it's like you could do this. Anyway, I'm glad to have you back, buddy. I don't know if you know this or not, but it is Landon's last week this week. He's got to go back to school. You don't have to, by the way. You stay here with us.
Yeah. I mean, I think I have to in order to get back here.
That's right? True. Very true. It's his birthday a week from yesterday. So he's got his brand new Red Sox Bill Belichick hoodie, short sleeve hoodie.
Yep. You know.
That's one of the ugliest things I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's all right, man.
Yeah.
You just wish you had one.
Nope. Landon gave my son a picture of the Yankee Stadium, frame picture of Yankee Stadium, which we put above his bed last night, and he loved it. And to which my 23-month-old says, baseball game, Dad, baseball game. But now, to be fair, if it's a football game, to her, baseball game. We go out and play golf, baseball game. Play golf on Friday, she stayed at daycare the full day rather than a half day. And she said the whole time, Dad, I'm glad I play golf today. So, smart for sure. How's your Monday over there, Landman?
Pretty good.
Good. You still doing double duties?
Yep, and went to double duties yesterday. Left early to go get this eye checked out.
What do you got going on over there?
I would just have like a tear duct infection. An interesting thing.
Not pink eye.
No, nothing like that, I promise. I wouldn't bring that in here.
So, the good news there is that if it is blocked or something like that, you didn't have time to cry tears for the Red Sox last night. Got beat 7-6.
Hey, but we almost came back. It's all right. It was much worse when I went to sleep, so I'm okay with waking up and it being a one-run loss. I'm okay with that. It was like 7-3 when I went to sleep.
Yeah, order restored in the American League. Yankees beat the Twins, and then you lost. Rays were off. Phillies, by the way, beat the Reds 4-1. Yankees 6-2 over the Twins. Tigers double up the White Sox 2-1. White Sox are 43-76. Pirates fall to the Brewers 7-1. The Royals crowned the Nationals 7-4. Redbirds flew by the Rockies 3-2. Rangers walk off against the D-backs 7-6. Same score, Astros over the Red Sox. Angels in a little rivalry game beat the Dodgers 7-4. Padres down the Giants 4-1 in the Rays. Down the Athletics 7-4. The Braves were off. We're almost halfway through August. We are approaching, see if I'm right by saying this, 120 games in some instances. So about 40 games left in the season, 40 to 45. depending on what team you're looking at. So right now, Red Sox 4.5 back, Yankees 6 back in the East to the Jays. Tigers have a 6.5 game lead over the Guardians. The Astros have a 1-game lead over the Mariners. In the National League, the Phillies are 6 up over the Mets. Phillies have won 4 in a row. Mets have lost 7 in a row. The Marlins are 12 back. Braves are 18 back and 16 games under 500. Brewers have a 6.5 game lead over the Cubs. Dodgers a 1-game lead over the Padres. So really, as far as the division races go, we got a good one in the National League West. We have a good one in the American League West. And really, not a whole lot outside of that. The story is the wild cards, American League. Mariners are 3 up overall. Red Sox are 1.5 up overall. And the Yankees are 1 game up over the Guardians for the third spot. Rangers 2.5 back. Royals 4 back. National League, the Cubs are 4.5 up. Padres 3.5 up. The Mets take the third spot right now. They've got a 2-game lead over the Reds. 3 over the Cardinals. 4.5 over the Giants. 6 over the D-backs. And just 12 games back for the Braves in the wild card. With 40-something games to go. We find out yesterday that Ty Simpson will be the starting quarterback at Alabama. No surprise here. Just had a little more control of the offense, command of the offense. And Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator, the new offensive coordinator at Alabama, rejoined with Kalen DeBoer and the 6'2", 208-pound redshirt junior who erroneous report from ESPN says he has not started a game before. He started down at South Florida, I thought. He said he saw meaningful action against South Florida on the road 2 years ago. But I thought he started that game. I could be wrong about that. But Simpson will be that, and we'll see how Ty Simpson does. I don't have high expectations for Ty Simpson. Associated Press football poll announced yesterday, 25 Boise State. Tennessee's 24, which is a big difference. They are 18th in the coaches poll. So that's the biggest difference there. Texas Tech buying players is at 23. Iowa State, 22. Ole Miss, 21. That's also 6 different than the coaches poll. Indiana, 20. A&M is number 19. Oklahoma is 18. Oklahoma's not ranked in the coaches poll. 18th in the AP poll. Kansas State, 17. SMU, 16 in both polls. Florida is at 15 in the AP. Michigan is at 14 in both polls. South Carolina, 13 in both polls. Illinois, 12 in both polls. Arizona State, 11 in both polls. Miami, 10 in both polls. LSU, 9th in both polls. Alabama, 8th in both polls. And Oregon, 7 in both polls. So from 16 to 7, all the same. Where it differs a little bit, Associated Press poll yesterday, Notre Dame, 6 in the coaches poll, they're 5. Georgia's 4 in the coaches poll. Yesterday announced this one first-place vote. By the way, Oregon got a first-place vote as well. Georgia number 5. And order restored because the Bulldogs look up at the Tigers in the AP poll. Clemson 4th with 4 first-place votes. And the Tigers 6th in the coaches poll. Ohio State 3rd with 11 first-place votes. Penn State 2nd with 23 first-place votes. Texas 1st with 25 first-place votes. So a little bit closer there with the number of first-place votes with the Associated Press poll coming out. I'm going to ask you guys about that coming up in a second. And finally, Clemson announced a series of updates to enhance their game day experience for all fans yesterday, including the alcohol sales and safety. We'll go over what that looks like, the rollout plans for football, their designated driver program, what that might look like, handrails in the stadium, cashless transactions at the concessions. Not taking cash anymore. Single, by the way, not free too. They'll take your credit card, debit card. It's not free. Can't get mine to good looks. I'll try that. Single game experiences. Here's something. I'm going to spend some time with Graham Neff in the next couple of days. You have to do things like, you don't even think about this at all, right? If you're the athletic director. If you're athletic director, you have to. As sports talk show hosts, as intern and as producer, we don't think about this. But at the stadium this year, they're the Novant Health Mameva Lactation Pod, supporting families and nursing mothers. They've been installed. Private, comfortable spaces underscore Clemson's commitment to providing inclusive and welcome environments for all the guests. So we have a lactation pod now. You don't think about that in a football game. Hey, how was your trip over to Sanford Stadium? Did you enjoy the stadium? Oh, yeah, nice lactation pod over there. Did y'all go to the Alabama-Auburn game? Yeah, we did. It was a great game, yeah. But you wouldn't believe their lactation pod. And then the other thing is they've been certified by Culture City for the supportive atmosphere of fans with sensory sensitivities. You have to think about these things as athletic director. You and I will, Clinton. I don't know it, but Clemson will carry the certification, once again, have available sensory bags, noise-canceling headphones, fidget tools, verbal cue cards, strobe reduction glasses, available for guests and guest services while attending Clemson venues. I would never think to know of that. And then, or think about that. And then finally, the big news, gathering at the Paul. So just in case you hadn't seen it, gathering at the Paul will begin at the conclusion of the alma mater. So you stay in your seats, the visiting team exits, team sings the alma mater with the players, mad rush from the hill and from the west zone. So you don't want to get fined. You want the safety up. You can still go on the field, and we'll get a bunch of comments on that today, I'm sure. Can't wait for that. I'm coming out with my new rankings. You can rank football teams, basketball teams, baseball teams, all you want. I'm coming out with memory lactation pods for all the best stadiums out there. Now, honestly, as a father to two kids that breastfeed or have breastfed, and for a husband and wife who does it, I think that's awesome on a very, very serious note. What else I think is awesome is that I was a little behind, according to my Whoop, on my sleep until yesterday, where Isla Ann Plyler and her old dad here got in the old engineer's seat bed and cuddled up a little bit and caught up on her sleep. We loved it. It was awesome. We love Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. They're amazing. They're incredible. They do this amazing job with the best mattress in the world. There's a lot of gimmicks out there from people paying way too much money for it. This is affordable. This ES Duo, you need to go by and see it. How they came up with this idea is amazing, and how the Duo, the second piece, stays on like with this almost like Velcro type bedding. It's awesome. And the most comfortable bed you'll ever have, and cheaper and long-term, cheaper long-term and short-term. So you can love that, the Today mattress as well. 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Go by, see our great friends over at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com. Short break, segment two with Will Clinton right after this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas, or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris Built Accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
My personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be.
Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at chickasawpointgolf.com.
Mr. Rage here, inviting you to join all the Ragers on Friday as we continue our daily college football previews with a focus on player talent and athleticism. We do some NFL breakdowns, some divisional breakdowns. We talk some NFL win totals. And in our usual Friday way, we have some frivolity. Join us starting at 3 for Road Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You know, sometimes you phone calls like planned out in your head. They're like, all right, I'm going to call this friend and ask him to help me to move or pick me up at the airport or something, right? And then it didn't, like, the phone call didn't go quite right. Like, oh, man, I would, but I got to. So when we knew that we were going to be renovating our home, basically gutting our home, I called up Randy and I said, Randy, what a good friend you will be. Anyway, Randy says, I said, man, here's what we're going to need, all kinds of stuff, man. We're going to need all the interior products, all, you know, some exterior type stuff there as well. And, you know, our granite and our cabinets, and we're going to do all this, the deck, the screen and porch. What he said was, I got you, man. I got you. And I was like, you know, I knew when I picked up the phone it was going to be that way. And the reason I knew that was I've talked to all the upstate rebuilders and remodelers and handymen around that dealt with Harbin Lumber, and they said it's going to do it. They'll do whatever it takes. It will work for you. You're going to love them, love dealing with them. Full service lumber yard. If you are building that house, if you are remodeling the house, if you're subbing that stuff out, it's trying to do it yourself and all, let them take care of you. You got a great finance department. And then ask about their installed services, all those cabinets, all those screened-in porches, all the garage doors, everything they do. You're going to love Harbin Lumber since 1917. I used to do it like leading up to the 100th year. And now we're over here at 108, 109 years of this thing. You'll love HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Segment 2 with Mr. Will Clanton.
I know we have not yet gotten to the entirety of the AP poll top 25, which was released yesterday, right after your show. It's, you know, it's great how...
It's how it is.
It's like, all right, we got to wait for Mickey to get off air, and release all the news. Yeah. Brett McMurphy did have a post that caught my attention. He's saying that at least one team that started the season unranked has finished in the top 10 of the AP final AP poll in 29 of the last 31 years. He does pose the question, which unranked team finishes in the top 10 this season? But before we get to that, I want to ask you, because I had a lot of trouble finding those 29 teams. I hate using AI. I hate using ChatGPT. I had to ask AI, and AI had a problem finding all 29 of those teams.
All right, give me the parameters again.
Of the last 31 years,
right,
29 teams have been unranked in the preseason poll, right, but have finished in the top 10.
All right, 29 years?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's going to take you back to 1996, 97. Okay? Or 96. All right. With that said, because Clemson was unranked, won the national championship. Out of the top 10?
To finish in the top 10.
Right. Mm-hmm. But unranked to finish in the top 10.
Yep.
Oh, there's a bunch of them in there. I'm trying to think of the best example of one. You got them in front of you?
I have some of them.
You want the year, too, or you just want the team?
I mean, if you can just give me like three or
Auburn
four.
Auburn won the national championship one year, and I don't think they're ranked in the preseason. I think Cam Newton's team was not ranked in the preseason. I could be wrong about that. Do you see Auburn on that list?
I do not, but I have an incomplete list.
Okay. What year did Auburn win the national championship? You remember? What was Cam Newton's? 2010. How about Landon just coming right off from the top rope? 2010. See, I don't have the preseason rankings in 2010. Oh, come on. Auburn, yeah, they won it that year. TCU probably that year, too, because TCU finished second that year. Maybe they weren't ranked in the preseason. I got to find the preseason polls through all that. I would imagine some of those Boise State teams, maybe.
Boise State is one of them. 2006. They went from unranked to number 5. Texter 4507 gets in. This is a correct answer. Indiana. Last year.
Last year, Indiana. Back home again in Indiana. I would say, was Clemson on that list back? No, they didn't finish in the top 10. No, Clemson's probably not on that list at all.
Because I feel like we were in the top 25.
Yeah.
The year that you referenced, at least.
Let me get 2010 preseason poll. Auburn.
You were right.
They were. They were not ranked in the preseason.
Not ranked.
And won the national championship. Hey, you know, there's another thing, too. We'll continue this in a second. There's another thing, too, that every year for like 16, last 17, whatever it is, teams that that started in the top 10, at least one of them doesn't finish the season ranked. So you got that part of it, too. I need to go back and just look. So, all right, let me give you someone here then. Boise State, one of them?
Boise State in 2006.
Okay. Cincinnati, one of them?
Maybe. Can't find them. Can't find them on my incomplete list. That would make sense when they made the playoff a couple years ago.
Yeah, also, Cincinnati's also been ranked. They were ranked in 2009. They finished in the top 10.
With the old Desmond Ritter, is that the Cincinnati team you're talking about?
Not in 09, was it?
No, not in 09. I'm talking about there was in previous years or earlier than years than that.
Could be TCU one of them?
Yes, TCU in 2014 finished number 3 after being unranked.
Okay. What an electric team that was. I remember watching those guys.
That was what year again you said?
2014.
Huh. Let's see, I'm going back to 2007 now. Get Kansas be one of them?
That checks out.
Okay.
Yeah, no chance they were ranked in that 27 year.
How about Boston College, one of them?
Not that I can find, but that.
In 2007?
I would assume so, although 2007, that was a Matt Ryan year.
Yes. That's the year I got my heart broken. I walked in that stadium that night, and I remember emerging from the tunnel, tears in my eyes. This is it. We're going to win the division for the first time. Matt Ryan broke my heart.
It was the rainy day with a very ill-timed drop.
Hey, is South Carolina one of them?
I don't have that on my list here. Yeah. I don't. Utah has done it multiple times.
Utah.
2004, 2008 specifically.
Has any of the...
I got one. Central Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has any of the academies ever done this?
Not that I can see. I can't remember a time that Army, Navy, or Air Force have finished in the top 10.
I got one for you. I got two for you. In 2013, Michigan finished third in the poll. Missouri finished fifth in the poll. South Carolina finished fourth. Missouri finished fifth. Either of those in your list?
Yes, and Missouri did it in 2023 as well.
Okay.
Finishing number eight. But I want to pose you this question. Without having to go through the entirety of the AP poll and list everybody
yes,
in
right,
there,
right,
which
right,
we'll
right,
get to, I'm
right,
sure.
Right.
What team, if you had to choose one team, who would y'all?
That is currently not ranked, that will finish the season ranked in the top 10.
Yes.
Well, I think a pretty easy one is Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
We expect them to be 11-1.
When you say
two, with a win over Georgia, they got to be ranked in the top 10 after that.
I would say Georgia Tech is my number one vote there. Well, Missouri would be one, and maybe Nebraska would be one.
Oh,
If Raiola is as good as we think he's going to be, maybe Auburn. See, like Auburn is this team that
I was gonna say.
Whenever you never expect anything from Auburn until you don't, they do it. Then they do it. Then you expect something to them. And Auburn's a team that can't handle success, but really handles failure. Like when it's bad, it's gonna be bad. Oh, they're great. Oh, Auburn's gonna be great. Oh, they're terrible. So those are my three. How about that? I'm going Georgia Tech 1, Missouri 2, Auburn 3.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Because I was gonna throw in Auburn. I mean, you go back to even that 2013 year when. It's just a year of miracles, right? And then they ended up being one of the best teams in all of football. So it's just you never really know what could happen. And honestly, we're not really sure what Jackson Arnold is. So we can.
I'm pretty sure what he is, though.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's hot
garbage. Well, not in the new system.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's hot garbage. Okay. We'll see. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, goodness.
And at some point in time, since we talk more Georgia Tech, I'm the biggest Georgia Tech guy in the world right now. We're going to talk about Clemson. He'll go headed down there in week three. And while we do that, I just got to hear the Budweiser song. That might be – is it possible – let me throw this out to you quickly. Is it possible that Clemson could beat LSU but lose Georgia Tech? That's within the realm of possibility, isn't it?
I would say yes.
I mean, yeah.
Is it possible that at the end of the year – Georgia Tech would be the highest-ranked team on Clemson's schedule?
That would be shocking.
There's three on there now. LSU, SMU, South Carolina. Louisville could be ranked at the end of the year. Who knows about Florida State? Who knows about Bill Belichick, North Carolina? But Georgia Tech is possible at the end of the year.
So we're talking about, like, ACC after the ACC championship game.
Yeah.
The highest. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think either Georgia Tech or South Carolina.
We'll see. We'll see. I like how, you know, Josh Pate, I like how he does best case scenario, worst case scenario, and probable record. I like that. Because all these teams now with all this, I'm just telling you, I'm looking around and I see a whole lot of, well, you know what, this team could be 11-1. And this team could also be 7-5. We just don't know. We're, in the old days, we knew. I did this thing. This is a true story, y'all. I did this thing on the show for like 8 straight years. I predicted Clemson and South Carolina's win record within one game. And then 1 year, Connor Shaw is I predicted South Carolina's demise 1 year too soon. Caught a lot of flack about it. Should have. Connor Shaw bailed him out in the senior year. But then I thought, let me get this for you, by the way. Let me get you exactly what I'm talking about here. I could see the program start to decline. And they were coming off these unbelievable seasons. And in 2013, I predicted them to go like 8-4 or 7-5. And they didn't. They went 11-2. And they should, South Carolina fans should have gotten on me. They were right. And then the next year, they're 7-6. I was just 1 year premature because the program was falling. Spurrier did fall asleep at the wheel. But I did. What I discounted there was that Connor Shaw would bail them out in so many games in 2013. Like there were, bear with me here. Shaw on that year threw for 2,400 yards, 24 touchdowns and one pick. Yeah, he threw one interception the entire year. And then Dylan Thompson came in and did great. And, oh, by the way, Mike Davis rushed for almost 1,200 yards. And that team had Bruce Ellington at wide receiver. And they weren't quite ready to fall apart as of yet. But I could tell that it was coming. I thought it was coming. And other thing about that season is, if I'm right with saying this, like Georgia beat them 41-30. They won a close game against Central Florida. They beat Central Florida by 3. They beat Missouri by 3. They beat Florida by 5. So, I mean, there's some games in there. Like, I missed it. But then the very next year is when A&M came in. They were preseason. Bear with me on this as well. In 2014. Please give me a 2014 ESPN. Why does ESPN do away? They got plenty of bandwidth. So they can keep the preseason polls up for those years. In the preseason, South Carolina came in number 9 in the country. And then in that 2014 season, A&M comes in and curb stomps them the very first week of the year on Thursday night, 52-28. And that team went 7-6. So anyway, I was a year too. Anyway, my point there was is that there was a time in there where like you knew, like you could tell kind of what team you had going into a season. So now you look at it, I got 18 transfer portal guys in the 2-deep. I got a quarterback that played at Southwest Missouri State last year. I've got running backs that I went and got from Fresno State. And like my offensive lineman came from Memphis and Cincinnati and Maine. And I'm like, I don't know.
The trajectory is just hard to
track. It's hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? There's no trajectory anymore. Like you build one team every year. That's it, which is crazy. All right, short break. I loved it. It was a great segment. Short break, talk about the AP poll, the Clemson game day stuff, and starting quarterback at Alabama. A lot to do when you come back right after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Mail, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Experience the reliability of Davis Services, where your comfort is our priority. We specialize in the maintenance, service, and installation of all major HVAC brands for both residential homes and small businesses. With over 5,000 satisfied maintenance customers, a dedicated team of 100 employees, and more than 60 service vehicles, we ensure prompt and precise attention to your needs. Whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, or pest control, we've got you covered. Call 864-432-1785 today to experience unparalleled service.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our Home Sites program. With Home Sites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn Home Sites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Beat the summer heat with Tiger Sports Shop. From the practice field to the poolside, we've got you covered. Find breezy styles and cool comfort in Lululemon and Nike performance gear. Need a little extra shade? Check out the season's hottest hats. They're the ultimate summer must-have. And remember, Tiger fans, football season is on the horizon. Get your gear today and be game day ready. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson, every season.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I don't know why I'm in a great mood, but I am. Basically, because I'm not John Mateer. I'll tell you about that in a second. Hey, our great friends at Snyder Tree Care. I do know why I'm in a good mood. I get some Eric Snyder time today. After the show, going to meet with Eric Snyder and Snyder Tree Care. They do an absolutely incredible job. It is it's a company you'd like to work for. They're still looking for great employees. And you can join this team. There is a careers tab on there. You can also request an estimate online and talk to them about all that. But look, if you're looking for tree removal and tree trimming and pruning and shrub and tree health care and any emergency services, they take care of all that. Remember when the hurricane came, man, they were upside down and just taking care of the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina, through all of that. But the commercial services, even the mulch stuff, they've got it all. Tree and shrub care packages and looking at the insect controls and the nutrients and the fungus and the long-term and short-term plans for your trees and shrubs, they'll take care of it for you. These are professionals on your commercial property, on your property at home. It's Snyder Tree Care, snydertree.com. Delvin, hang on. I'm coming to you in this segment, so hang with me. The texture wants to know, what do you make of the John Mateer gambling allegations? And this is interesting to me. Give me some background. Landon, you follow this story. Give me some background on this.
It really just kind of came out yesterday around, you know, later in the evening. It came up that some screenshots of a Venmo account, which is ways of paying people, and it's from Mateer to a man named Richard Roten, and it just says sports gambling. In parentheses, one of them says UCLA versus USC, and then the other one, it's just a blank sports gambling. Right. And there is no actual further, you know, like it doesn't say how much money, it doesn't say anything like that. It's just assuming that Mateer paid this Roten guy to either make the bet for him or
did we go on his Venmo and find out if he added it? Did it say sports gambling as well?
I have not seen the side of the whole Mr. Roten or anything like that, and it could easily be somebody that obviously made a John Mateer account, put the picture on there, and then sent it to somebody.
Right.
But it's the date, November 20th of 2022, that have got people really questioning and have now got NCAA involved.
First of all, this is not a because you Venmo'd somebody and put sports gambling underneath it does not mean you could have been joking around, whatever. That does not mean he gambled.
Yeah. And I don't know how the rule – like this could easily simply be they played a game of 2K against each other and then – he paid him because he lost. A little something like that.
Could have played putt-putt that afternoon.
Literally anything, he could have just jokingly put sports game.
I doubt anything comes of this. But first of all, I didn't know this Venmo, you could put that up there for everybody to see. I didn't know that. And oh, by the way, a lot of college players, a lot of these celebrities, whatever, they put it up there and then they're joking about some of the stuff you showed me during the break. Some vulgar stuff there, but some guys joking about stuff like that. With that being said, The other part of this, or two parts. Number one is, what kind of person goes and looks at somebody's past Venmo? Like, just how sick do you have to be? Or how much time you got on your hands to go investigate people's Venmos?
Texas fan?
Yeah, true. True, very good. Red River rivalry there.
Mm-hmm.
Just someone who's preying on someone's downfall and looking for something to tear them down.
All right. The second part of this is, why is this important? And will this become an issue in the future? Why it is important is because and you could say, well, he wasn't – let's use the Pete Rose effect. He wasn't gambling on Cincinnati Red games. All right? Who knows what he was gambling, if he was gambling at all. This is very important because kids get in trouble with bookies. College kids all across the country – not just bookies now, but you can gamble anywhere now and any place now and all that. And I just said that's why we've got a downfall in a lot of this. But with that being said, once you get – if Will Clinton got behind to his bookie by several tens of thousands of dollars or whatever it might be, then Will's got to pay him or else he's got to give him his car or got to give him his deed to his house, whatever. There's ways that they're going to take care of that. You know, a college athlete – the bookie can say, hey, you know what? Let's make sure we cover this line and we'll forgive all this. And this has happened time and time and time again. I had to explain to my son, we're at the Greenville Drive game the other day, and he's wanting to know, did Shula show, hey, did he really not wear shoes? And so I had to go into the whole Shula show things and the Black Sox scandal. And to explain to a six-year-old about, you know, throwing games and gambling, that's not an easy thing to do. He didn't understand that. But that has happened in the past, and we're all human beings, and humans haven't changed that much since 1918, and we're going to certainly that could be a factor. And the integrity of the game is much more important than any of that. And the final part of this will be a bigger issue in the future. And the reason it is there's so much more access to it. It is everywhere. We know every line on every game. We know every in-game betting stuff. You can bet in the final 5 minutes of a game, you can bet on any sport, anytime. You can bet on what color of something's going to be thrown on a WNBA court right now. Like, you can bet on anything at any time. And you can do it online, and anybody can do it at any point in time. And so, obviously, if you're a student athlete, then you're connected to the games and think you know in the games and all that, that if you don't think this is going to be an issue in the future, you're crazy. We'll completely agree to disagree here, because this is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're going to see more people accusing, more athletes, more coaches, more. It's going to happen because we have turned over to gambling as this mainstream thing. You know, people in the old days, it's like the liquor store. In the liquor store, like, you had to look around and, you know, the old, like, oh, make sure nobody watches me walk in the liquor store thing. In the old days, gambling, like, if you had a gambling problem, then you would, no one would ever know it because you wouldn't talk about it. You wouldn't, oh, I didn't do this. I don't have a problem. I don't even bet on it. Now, like, everybody talks about it everywhere you go. How'd you do? Oh, man, I parlayed that into this, and I did that into this, and now I'd get this. Everybody knows it. Everybody talks about it. That's why we watch. And again, sports needs it. Well, you're going to say, why would they ban it? Well, they need it because they need you watching. People aren't going to watch across the country. They're not going to watch Utah State and New Mexico State on a Tuesday. They're not. Until they have a vested interest in it. And then they're going to watch it. And the NFL needs it. And football is the easiest of it all because point spreads. People understand point spreads. And the second part of it is what fantasy football has been able to do. And now you can bet on college players in fantasy football of who does better, or this guy do this, this, and this. Of course. And so now I'm going to – I can – if my best friend's a quarterback at UTEP and I know what the game plan is, they're going to run the ball more, and they're gonna, and he's got a little shoulder injury, and I find this out, I can bet on he's going to go under 248 yards passing tonight. And like, there's, of course this is going to happen. Is anybody shocked? When our next huge gambling story, is anybody going to go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it do that? Our next big NIL story, oh, I didn't know NIL would be that. Oh, really? Oh, I never thought about that. Transfer portal. Oh, I never thought about that. What do you just get your head in the sand? These are kids. These are human beings. And now there's more ways to track everything everybody's doing. Your phone and what your, all accounts you got set up and all that. Like, oh, really? I never thought about that. Yeah. You guys want to add anything? Disagree with anything?
It's very easy to track people. I mean, just look at, like, the whole Jontay Porter scandal and him being banned. I mean, it's simply because there were irregularities in numbers associated with Jontay Porter that all won.
Yeah, well, the casinos are watching you. Remember the Alabama baseball coach? There was a guy, yep. A discrepancy in a guy in Ohio. But now every state's gonna say it's okay, and all. Of course it's gonna get out of hand and all that stuff. And especially if you got individuals now that are going on social media trying to find out, or Venmo. I mean, that's not social media, but, like, now I'm going to go all descriptions and all that. I don't know. I think you're in for a epidemic, in my opinion. I think. Texture said many bookies won't pay college athletes if they win large amounts of money. They hold their athletes hold above their head. How about that? Man, if you're an athlete, then you don't get paid. What's the point in gambling if I can't get paid? So if I lose, I got to pay you. If I win, you don't have to pay me. That's like Joe Pesci in Casino. And when Clean Face comes over and he wants his money back. Text of Venmo transactions are listed in a public thread. All Venmo transactions are?
Unless you designate them as private.
I don't have any. I don't think I've ever used Venmo. I might have. I used PayPal yesterday. Is PayPal private or public?
Couldn't tell you. I think it's very private.
Uh-huh. Texas, I think the way that Venmo works is if someone is in a contact on your phone and they don't have Venmo set as private, then all the transactions show up as private. I mean, it's public. Yeah. Tex said, growing up in a city that allows gambling, I can guarantee you those bookies are attempting to make deals with players, and they are paying them on those deals 100% guaranteed. No doubt about that. Tex said, don't call them kids anymore. They're an 18-year-old soldier. Well, you don't call an 18-year-old soldier a kid. Well, it's a good point. Tomato, tomato. You win. Delvin, hang on. I promise I'm coming to you. It's top of the next hour. We've got one open phone line segment, then Milt Louder, another open phone line segment, and then Tony Mura. My great friends over at Prime Lending, Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCoff. Get all these. I don't know what it is, but I've been flooded with people lately wanting to know the number over there to Prime Lending. On our text line here, you've seen it, guys. You've seen it on text line. Then on my personal text line as well. And so I hope that Mark's doing well, and I hope these people are trying them out. We love Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an absolutely amazing job. Mark and Amanda and his team are absolutely incredible. And so I told you, it's as easy as it gets. I've done two mortgages with them. They are absolutely incredible. And if you do need that phone number, 272-0033, 864-272-0033. Mark Hawkins, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Great folks. Can certainly help you out with your very next mortgage. All right, open phone lines. Love to hear from you. Text lines are going crazy as well. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Will, Landon, Mickey, we would be delighted if you came back for hour number two after a very short top of the hour break.
WCCP-FM 104.